For we with great confidence, Almighty Yah, we trust in your might, your power, that's Yahshua HaMashiach. So as we gather here this evening, speak to Yisrael. Revive us, anoint your manservant, that he may speak with simplicity unto the house, the elect of your choosing, Yisrael. And that we must hear what thus says Yah. We ask it so in the precious name, Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, Yivarech Yikat. Yahweh bless you. May the blessings of Yah rest upon you. You may be seated. Yivarech Yikat. Yahweh, the might of his riches, bless Yisrael. Yah is great, and there is none other like him. And we rejoice in that, in the might of his proficience unto Yisrael. What a wonderful hour and time that Yah has elected a people to be tried, to be tempted by every force of hell, that he may show forth his excellence in the midst of a degenerate world, nations, and people that literally despise him, and they have no aspiration as to what his Torah speaks unto Yisrael. We that have the birth of Yahshua HaMashiach in us, that we delight in the Torah of Yah, for we find the assurance, the strength of Yah, we find the healing of Almighty Yah, his Rapha unto Yisrael. I want to begin this week on the teaching of the Rapha of Yah, his healing power unto Yisrael, and the process that Yahweh has prescribed unto Yisrael, that we may walk in the helpfulness of Almighty Yah, and in doing that we may walk in the wholeness and the completion, that we may have the Haya, the life of rejuvenation and refreshing within our bosom. And the Torah teaches us the process of the Rapha of Yah. It is his process whereby he cures Israel, and he stitches us up and mends us. And we are a people that need the mending of Yah. As much as the world is bloated, we tend to bloat ourselves. And as we bloat ourselves with the deceitfulness of the riches of this world, the cares of this life, and we allow the lust to enter in, and it chokes out the word of Yah. And as we consume this false process of food in the natural sense, so it is when our minds are not filled with the Torah of Yah. Whatever we eat, that is what we are. If we eat these process of folly in our minds, things that are trivial unto Yah, then that is what it will produce. If we eat the imat, the truth of Yah, it will produce that kind of visage, that kind of personality, and that kind of characteristics among the Israelites of all. Because we love things that are synthetic and false, and things that are superficial, that our minds do not develop properly. And when the mind does not develop properly, then the body is not developed properly. When the mind is missing the nutrient values, then the body will not produce what it ought to produce. The body will grow in a deformity. It will not be strong. It will not project the image of something of strength. And so it all begins in the mind, in the Levim of Yisrael, in the people of Yah. And if our minds are filled with garbage, then it will produce that kind of spirituality And it will produce that kind of health among Israel. We are very sickly people. And there's a reason that we are sickly. We are not whole. Our minds are not healed. Israel, what a mind thinks on the things of Yah. It is a mind that is in the shalom. It is in the protection. And Yah protects that mind. When a mind goes outside of the realm of that, we began to fill our minds with all kinds of perverted things that bloat us, make us fat with things that are not essential to our health, our physical health, and most of all, our spiritual health. And so Yah shows us in the process of Torah what it takes to begin to establish the mind that we may walk in the Rapha. The Rapha. Our minds are healthy. When a mind is healthy, the body is healthy. And when the body is healthy, it reflects what's in the inward parts. And when you see the mind is healthy, then the attributes or the tentacles of the body, that is healthy as well. And so our thoughts are processed through a healthy mindset instead of one that is bloated, one that is far removed from what Yah commands us to walk in. And I want to begin in simplicity of scripture. As I move through this process, I don't know how long it will take me. I don't know how long I will stay on it, but I will begin tonight. And I want to begin in the book of Tehillim in Psalms 41 and verse 4. And we're dealing with the Rapha, the health of Yah, the healing power of Yah. And not only is his healing power a great attribute, and it ought to be among Israel, it is a sign that Yah is restoring his favor unto us. That is the most helpful thing that we need in this hour. And he mends us. He mends us by the living Torah, and the power of that Torah, we've seen it in the representation of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Yoshak, the deliverer, the one that makes whole of Israel. We will never be whole, Israel, until we go through the process of Almighty Yah. And this is what David says here in Tehillim 41 and verse 4. He said, I said, he spoke unto Yahweh. He asked of the Abba to be merciful, to show him tender kindness, love kindness toward him. Now, Israel, when Yah speaks to us, it is a sign of his tender mercies and kindness unto us. So he decried unto Yah in his prayer to be merciful. Speak unto me. Show me the path I must take, the direction that I must go. He said, be merciful unto me, Yahweh. And he asked him to Rapha, to show him favor, to restore him, to make him complete his mind. And there is no mind complete outside of the realm of the perfect word of Yah. And his perfect word is his Torah. Our minds can never be whole. They can never be healthy. They can never press on without the healing process, the Rapha of Yahweh. And Yahshua is the balm, the healing balm. He is the Rapha of Almighty Yah. So he said to Yah, show me mercy. Show me tenderness. Show me kindness, Yah. That you may heal me, heal my nephesh, make me complete, my appetite, the desire of my mind. You understand, when we use the word soul, Yah express it as nephesh. And that is literally the appetite of the mind. So heal the appetite of the mind. Now we know how erratic our minds are. We know how unstable our minds are. And if the centrality of man is destabilized, then what do you expect from the foundation? Because it shows the foundation is weak. It shows that the building structure is not structured properly and correctly. We have dab mortar. We have put on this false front that is perceived to have the Rapha of Yah. But inwardly, it is not a mind that is whole and stable because it has not been disciplined by the Torah. And the Torah always corrects us in every aspect of our lives. And that is one of the things that we literally despise. No admiration for his correction, his musa. But we despise that. So show us mercy, Yah. And he's showing us his mercy tonight, that he may speak unto his people and show them that their minds need the healing. It needs the Rapha of Yah, and it begins in the mind. That's why he says to Yah, heal my nefesh. Heal my nefesh. Cause my mind, the appetite of my mind, be drawn to the Torah. Now listen, Yisrael, what is the appetite of our minds? Now think in your own mind, what is the appetite of your mind? What is the thing that gives you a thrill? It caused you to press for that. You love it. It consumes your mind. It consumes your energy. And if it's not you, then you know that there is no helpfulness. We are not healthy even in the process of the thoughts in our minds. And that's why relationships among the Israelites are not helpful. Not help. They're not health. There's no health. That's why marriages, there's no health or rafa there. Because the minds are not here. They're bloated. It's almost like our bodies are full of trash, waste in our bodies, processed food and things. And so we try to process the word of Yah, the Torah of Yah, through a mind that is perverted and corrupt. It is not a mind that has been disciplined by Yah, because it despises the word of Yah. It is a mind that operates in its own pride, in its own arrogance. It is not a mind that obeys what Yah commands. So this mind is bloated, and so we process the word of Yah, the meat, the lechem of Yah, through a mind that is not properly healed. It is not a mind that is healed. And so when you do that, you're going to retain the waste, because the word of Yah is not pure. And it's not like a fire in our minds to burn the dross. And that's what the fire does. It brings the dross forth. It purifies and it refines. And that is what the Torah of Yah does. It refines and it purifies. And the purification of the gold or the silver, it is to take out those impurities that cause it not to operate, or you see the fullness of its strength or the beauty of its strength. So you take out those impurities that you may get pure gold. And the more you set the fire to it, the process produces the most beautiful, pure thing that is imaginable. And so it is with the word of Yah. So he prayed to Yah to heal his nefesh, his appetite, his mind. He said, for I have hata. I have sinned. Now we understand what sin is, Yisrael. It is simply that we miss the way of Yah, the way of Yah that he commands. We know that sin is the transgression of the Torah. Well, the Torah is what leads us to Yah. The Torah is what leads us to Yah. It is what brings us to the presence of Yah, the Torah. So when we sin, when we hata, we have missed the way. We have gone astray in our minds. Listen, Yisrael, it is your own mind that rejects the way. It is our own minds that dispel the way. It is our own minds that fight against the way. And once you began to do that, Israel, you allow the deceitfulness of your own riches, of your superficial knowledge, to enter in. And you began to care more for the world and the things of the world. And you allow this deceit and corruption to permeate in your mind. And then what it does, it begins to destroy and choke out the health, the rafa, the word of Yah. You cannot be healed outside of the word of Yah. That's how we're healed. Yahshua was the word of Yah made flesh. And that is how the healings of Israel came. And that healing was to restore the favor of Yah unto Israel. And to show them that there's a healing that is greater than the physical attribute being restored. But that it is Israel, the mind of Yahshua, bringing them back to the bosom of Yah. We may enjoy the presence of Yahweh. That is what it represents. So he cried unto Yah, I know I have sinned, I have hatab, I've gone against. Now we do not think that we go against Yah. That's what he says there. I have gone, I have sinned against you. He sinned against the Most High. And when our minds are not operating in the same Ruach, the Spirit of Yeshua, then it is a mind that is enmity against the Torah. It cannot comprehend the Torah of Yah. It is a mind that despises the Torah. I will show us an example before I go further. That's why most homes you have no healing in the relationship of husband and wife and children. It tells the parents to raise them, bring them up in the fear of the nurtures of Yah. It tells the Avad to have great ahava for his wife to love her. And it tells the wife to reverence. And any time we despise the Torah or the way of Yah, then there is nothing but death. There is no healing. And so when situations arise, they linger for years and days and months, hours and time on after. And so when the situation arises again, we don't draw on the Torah of Yah. We draw on that situation that has bloated our minds and poisoned us. And our minds cannot apprehend nor retain the pure word of Yah. And so there is never healing there. There's always dissension. The matter is never stitched. It's never restored. When there's a wholeness in a home, there's the beauty of the rejoicing of Yah. There's the beauty of the Ichad, the oneness of Yah in the home. There's the beauty of the Ruach of Yah among the husband, the Isha, and the husbandman. That's what it is. We don't find that much today, Israel, because the mind sins against Yah. That is what sins. It is the mind that sins against Yah. It rejects because it is against the commands of Yah. Hallelujah. I want to say to you all that when we come into the house of Yah, listen. When Yah tells you to come and sing and dance, he means what he says, hypocrites. He means what he says when he tells us to come into his presence with rejoicing. No, he means that. He is not playing. And so when we don't do what he commands us and instructs us, listen, if we can't do the simple things of Yah, you think he's going to trust you with the riches? If you don't do, if you're not faithful in the least of things, then how do you think you're going to get understanding of truth? You will never get that because you don't do what he says. He means what he says. You come dancing and singing into Yah's house. So David says, I want you to heal me because I know that I have sinned against you. Now listen, Israel. Listen to how Sharach, the wisdom of Sharach. Same words, but he expressed them differently. Sharach 38 and verse 9. He says, as wisdom speaks unto Israel, he says, my son, when you are sick, when there is an ailment, when your mind is not aggressive toward Yah, he says, do not neglect, but to feel that, pray to Yah. Pray to Yah when you're sick. Do not neglect, he says. Now we neglect that, Israel. We're formulating our own formulas. We're digging into our herb bags. Come on here. He says, do not neglect to tefillat, pray to Yah, and he will rafa, he will heal you, he will cure your mind, he will make your mind stable and whole. He will restore you unto the favor of his Torah. He says, and Yah will heal you. He says, give up your sins. Give up, Yisrael, your hata, your sins, and direct your hands aright. Now, it is one thing about the Israelites. They never saw where they sinned. We don't see our sins because of our corrupt mindset. We don't see what we go wrong. He says, direct your hands aright. And then he tells us, then cleanse your lave from all sins. You cleanse yourself from all sins. Now, it is ironic that we cannot see our own sins, but we can sense the misfortune of others. It is ironic that we are not critical on ourselves as we are as critical on others.
It is ironic that we do not even understand the nature of our corruption, but yet we sense the very direction that others are traveling. He says, order your hands aright, and you must lift up your hands without blood, without sin. So when you raise your hands to Yah, they must be hands cleansed from sins, from the sins that you have committed. So when you are sick, order your conscience aright, Israel. Get right with Yah. Deal with the very substance of your own mind. And we don't deal with that. We tend to reject that. So we must order our steps aright. And the only way that we do that is in the word of Yah. The steps of a Siddiq or a Tav man, they're ordered by Almighty Yahweh. They're ordered by Him. So we must order our steps aright in order to begin to move into the process of the Rapha of Almighty Yahweh. And so the question to us tonight, then where is the Rapha, the healing of Yah, His completion of us? And how do we as the Israelites of Yah obtain that? How do we obtain that? We must begin in Torah. We must understand what Torah speaks to us. And I want to begin here. This is what I truly want to begin with here in the book of Mishlei, in the book of Proverbs. We must begin here, Yisrael. In the book of Proverbs, it says, Proverbs 4 and verse 14. Yah commands us. He says to Yisrael, this is the path I want you to take. And this is the way I want you to go. He says, first of all, in Mishlei 4:14, this is what the wisdom of Yah speaks unto us. It says, enter not into the path of the Rasha, the wicked. Those that are criminals, they perform criminal activities against Yah. Do not join your hands with the wicked. Those that despise Yah, that have no aspiration of the Torah of Yah, you do not even walk in their way. And what our minds, Yisrael, and what our minds reject the instructions of Almighty Yah, it is because we have committed a criminal act. And there is a criminality in our minds. So we began there, Yisrael, not entering to the ways of the Rasha, and go not in the direct the way of the Rach, or the evil man. The man that has no inspiration of Yah, he is not inspired by Yah, and he has no love for Yah at all. Now he commands us, and he tells us, this is what the wisdom of Yah commands us. And there's a reason, and I will explain that to us and show us as I proceed. He says in the 20th verse of the same chapter, I want to drop down here because it is vitally important to understand Yisrael. Because if we understand the Torah of Yah and the concepts, the teaching of the Torah by the Ruach of Yah, it is the healing, it is the medicine, it is the Rapha for Yisrael, the people of Yah, that Yah has given unto us. And Solomon, a man that speaks so eloquently and so profoundly, he speaks by the wisdom of Almighty Yah. He commands us by the instructions of the wisdom of Yah in Proverbs 4 and 20, Mishlei 4 and 20. He says unto us, he calls us sons, he commands us to kasab. Now I know we will look at that word kasab, attend. It means to give ear, your incline your ear, to give heed, to give earnest heed. To allow that which is said unto you to penetrate the veneer of your flesh and enter into the most secret place of one's love. And so we must kasab, we must attend. And so when one attend, they are diligent. They give energy to hear, they give thought to what is said. They give thought to what is said. They attend, they are diligent about it. They exert energy. So he commands us as sons of Almighty Yah. He says unto us, Kasab, he says, give ear to my words. We must give ear to the word of Yah. We give ear to every word, Yisrael. And that's why our minds are twisted. That's why there's no Rafa in our minds. There's no healing power. Do you understand that the healing power of Yah comes from our mind because we trust in the living Torah of Yah? And when we don't attend, when we do not kasab unto the word of Yah, there's no healing medicine in us. And if we fill our minds with superficial things, then it will produce a superficial mindset and a heart that is far from Yah. So our actions are false and our health is false. It is not the Rafa of Yah. The Rafa of Yah restores us unto his favor. It restores us unto the favor of the word of Yah. And he sends forth his word to heal us, to Rafa, to bring us back our minds, to restore us, to sew us up, to stitch us up, to mend us. The word of Yah is powerful, it's sharp, isn't it? It cut, doesn't it? But then he Rafa's Israel. He sends his word to mend them, to stitch them up, to restore them, to show them favor. That's what he does. His Rafa shows us his favor. His Rafa shows us his favor. And he begins in the mind. That's why Yochanan said unto Gaius, he said, beloved above all things, he said, beloved above all things, I would that thou would prosper and be in Rafa. Even as thy soul, even as thy nefesh is healed, and the healing power of Yah rests upon you, and you have the Haya, the life, the rejuvenation of Yeshua. You're rejuvenated. Your mind is an expression of the workings of Yah in us. And our minds are dead because it's filled with deadness. And dead minds produce dead reactions. Dead reactions become because you're dead. And death comes by the way of sin. And when one sins, one dies. And when there is no life of Yah in you because there is sin there. It is one thing about the Haya of Yah. The Haya, it makes us whole. And that which is whole is alive. It has the rejuvenation of Yah. It has the mind of Yeshua. Just like the word of Yah brought him up out of the third day in Israel. It is the Rapha. And when you have sin, you cannot rise. You cannot be whole because Yeshua is not touching your mind. And so when we hear the word of Yah, we tend to get angry because Yah speaks to you. Don't you know that is a jackass of a nick and point? Every son that he receives, he corrects. When Yah corrects your juvenile wicked ways, your ways that are rasha, your criminal. You say, I will promote me. No, we're here to promote him. We promote him, he will promote us. And that's what Yah wants us to do, promote him. And we are so juvenile, we become offended, we get turned off. Because Yah speaks unto us. I want him to speak to me. When you're dead, twice dead in sins, you cannot be rejuvenated. Hallelujah. So he tells us, command us to kasab, to be attentive, to give attention unto my words. Unto the word, the Daba of Yah. And then he tells us the Nata. He tells us inclined. And when one inclined, when you incline, it means to stretch yourself beyond your limitation. Incline, Israel. Incline your ear to my saying. Now we know what Solomon was speaking was the Daba, the word of Yah. So incline your ear unto my saying. Extend yourself. Break yourself down. He says, let them not depart from your eyes, your iron. Let not the saying of Yah depart from your eyes. Why? We allow the word of Yah, the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, the lust therein, and it caused the word of Yah to depart from our eyes. When we allow the word of Yah to depart from our eyes, it's going to bring death. He said, let them not depart from your eyes. He said, keep them in the tovek, in the centrality, in the central most focused place. And what is the centrality of our processing of thoughts? It is all foolishness. He tells us to keep them in the tovek of your love. We should keep the sayings of Yah in our inmost chambers of our minds, our love, where our appetite is, where our desire, we should keep it there. For what reason? This is the reason why in verse 22, for they are high. They are the life source to continue to produce growth. And we despise it. We discard the sayings of the wisdom of Yah. He said, for they are high. They are the life. He says, and those that massage, those that fight them, you understand, they shall be mapei. They shall be the healing. They shall be mapei to some flesh. All, call all their flesh. You understand that? Was not Joshua the word of Yah? And yet when he spoke, when he touched, were not those that were touched by him healed? And that is what the word of Yah, that's the process of it. We do not retain the word of Yah in our minds. We do not retain it. We do not hide it. We do not tavek, put it in the centrality of our thoughts and our minds. And then when we don't do that, we allow the power of sin to enter in. What is sin? We reject the directives and the instructions, the ways of Yah. We began to go the way of a mind that is far removed from Yah. And we are trying to find out remedies, and there is no remedy but in the word of Yah. And what the word of Yah directs us to our own sins and to show us how crooked our ways are. Israel, I can speak in a soft manner and I understand that. But it's going to take this forcefulness of Yah to penetrate this damnable corrupt veneer among the people. We become so stale and hardened. And the reason why? Because we are not whole. We're not whole. Whole is Haya. Haya. Haya, there's an exuberation. We may sit as though we have some kind of spiritual understanding, but we are far from that. Because when we have this alive in us, he said, not only, he says, you that find him, it will be mapei to all their flesh. And when there's something that is healthy, it is healthy, it has the health of Yah, then it is lively, it is alive. When a mind is sickly, there is no motivation in that mind. When you're sick with your mind, it's filled with all kinds of deposits that are not life-giving sources. There is no energy, Israel. We can't get up. And so when our minds are not filled with the word of Yah, when we hear, we can't get up. We can't get up. There's no breath in us. We are lifeless. Don't ever think they have breath. Don't do it. Praise ye Yah. He means that. We hear the word of Yah, we should rejoice. We have so much synthetic falsehood in us, and it's been created by our own minds, because it has not been created by the mind of Yeshua. It's not been created by the Torah or the disciplines of the Torah. It has not. It is superficial. It is our rituals, our traditions that choke out the word of Yah, make void the word of Yah. Hallelujah. And it produces nothing at all. Nothing whatsoever. The ground must be tilled. And Yah must till the ground, Yisrael. He must till the ground. He must till the ground. It's barren and it's hard. And barren ground produces nothing. It produces nothing. A ground that is healthy, it produces luscious fruits. Because it puts in the fruits the nutrients of the soil. And we're earthly vessels. And if he has imparted the nutrients in our minds, that the fruits will be overabundantly. There's not an abundance. Hallelujah. We think we have much time, but I'm warning us, Yisrael, we don't have the time we think we have. We need to redeem the time of Yah. He has given us time today. We must redeem it. And they that find the wisdom of Yah, that have this instructions, this understanding, and those that find wisdom, it will be health to them. The mapei, the soundness. His health caused us to be sound, Israel. And caused us, it is our medicine. This is our medicine. This is our medicine. This is what gives us soundness. This is the medicine of Yah, Israel. This is what delivers us. This is the cure of Almighty Yah. This is the remedy. This is the Rapha. This is the Rapha. We must find the wisdom of Almighty Yah. We must find His hukmah. And that is, our minds are skillful in the word of Yah. When the enemy comes with this ailment, with his trials of affliction, we have the ability because we're skillful in warfare. That's how wisdom comes. You're skillful in the warfares of Yah. So we have the hukmah of Yah. That we can resist the powers of hell. Why? Because we submit unto a constitution that is of great strength and power. It begins in the mind. It begins in the centrality of man. That's what David said, I will hide your word, Yah, in my left, that I will not sin against you. When his word is not in the centrality of our minds, we sin willfully. We sin without even conscious of the retributions, the thoughts of what we're going to pay. So there's a practice of sinning. There's an action of sinning because it defies the Torah of Yah. But our minds become stabilized and enriched by the word of Yah. They become healthy. And a healthy mind produces healthy thoughts and healthy ways and healthy concepts. But a dead mind produces dead things and dull things and perverse things. Why? Because the waters that flow from it, they're polluted water. They're bitter waters. They're not sweet waters. So it doesn't produce anything, Yisrael. It produces death. Produce poison to everyone that drinks from it. That's why we must drink from the well, the fountain of life, Yeshua. And this is Yeshua I preach to you tonight. I preach Yeshua. And if you don't drink of this fountain, eat of this flesh and drink this dam, you have no part of him. And we find ourselves having no part of him because Yisrael, we have part of him, but we are whole. Our blood sins and the filthiness of our sins are cleansed. We have the Hayah, not high, but the Hayah. Hallelujah. It is the inspiration of the life of Yeshua that flows in Yisrael. And that doesn't inspire the people of Yah. That's why we're not healed. We're not healthy. We're not healthy in our thinking. We're not healthy in our concepts, in our thoughts. We're not healthy in our time and managing it. We're not healthy in any ability at all. We're sickly. Our minds are poisoned. We touch things, we poison that. There is no enthusiasm. None whatsoever. There's a euphronism among us. There's death that we create and we destroy ourselves. That's what euphronism is. You're destroying your own self. Yah said, you that find this, there's mapay. There's a sound that there's a completion that you're whole. You revive. You restore to my favor. You can drink from the well. We must begin here, Yisrael. It begins here. And you must cast down your little juvenile imaginations and your little thoughts and exalt itself against and above the word of Yah. You must cast that down. Yah instructs us. We don't instruct him. Yeshua brings the liveliness of the mandate of Yah unto Yisrael. He was not sick, he was complete, and he was whole. That's why he brought the healing bread to Yisrael. The wisdom, the hukmah of Yah, he brought that unto us, Yisrael, that we may understand. Solomon says in verse 23, he says, he did not use the word Shema on this. He says, keep or Nasa. It's different between Shema and Nasa. He says, I want you to guard this. When one Shema, when he says, keep my word Shema, he means that you allow it to be preserved in you. Keep it. Look upon it diligently. But when Yah says here, what Solomon says here, he says, Nasa. He tells us, listen, Israel, he says, I want you to guard this, what I say, from the danger of your own self, from the danger of your polluted mind, from your poisonous thoughts, from your poisonous ways. So he tells us, Na Nasa, guard this from your dangerous, devilish, wicked ways. You know how we hear the word of Yah, and then we go forth with those of the same spirit, of the same sickness as us, and then we began to critique and criticize, not to strengthen that one or help that one, but to denounce what Yah said to you, because you know that that one is of the same attitude and spirit that you are of. So he tells us to nasa, to guard this from the danger of your ways, to guard it from the danger of your pollution. You must nasa. He says, nasa, keep your own life with all mishmar. Keep your heart from all danger. All diligence. Do you understand what diligence is? It is a persistent effort. And we're just not persistent. The least infirmity, we don't pray earnestly. We look for remedy because we have come from this perverted mind. And so we try to ruminate, not according to the way of Yah, but according to our own superficial ways. And he tells us to keep, to guard our hearts from the danger of our own ways, to keep them with all diligence, for out of it, out of your own life, is the tusa, the issues of life. That is what comes out of your heart, the source of the living substance of Yah. See, if you got a dead heart, dead mind, there's no source of life coming out of it. That's why he tells us to nasa, guard it. Guard our hearts. Are we not so easily offended when Yah speaks to us? When he chastises us? When he speaks directly to you and you know it's you, and you become so offended, so juvenile? He sends forth this, Joshua sent forth the word of Yah to destroy the people, didn't he? He sent it forth to heal. He sent forth the word of Yah, the Torah, to heal. And so when Yah sends a word, whether it's for you or any of you all, it is to show you how perverted your love has become, because it cannot digest the purest of food. You love things that are processed, and you like to process them through your mind. It is not processed by the Ruach of Yah. You process it through a mind that has no life, no spiritual values in it at all. You like that. And so you like those, and you prefer the company of those that process things like you. And when you process it, you add all kinds of pollution, filth to it. You destroy the value and the ability of it. And it becomes so processed with all kinds of perverse, wicked, abominable things. It is not even nutritional to the mind, to the body, to the health and the welfare of anyone that eats it. You make them even more corrupt than you. You all hear what I'm saying. They become even more corrupt than you, because you are corrupt as hell, and you cause them to be corrupt. That's why I say to us all the time here, as parents in your home, as you speak and the things you do, it will reflect the spirit in your home. Listen, parents, if you read them damn twisted books of perversion, you will find that kind of spirit in your home among your children, and they will say and do things that are damnable and wicked. If you're lazy as hell, mama, there is no life in you. That the instructions of Yah revive you. If the children only see that, they will be just like you. And that's the truth. You know, the brothers, we tend to talk often. And Brother Patrick, he would say to me often, even Deacon Horn, it's regardless of the circumstances in our home, with my daddy and my mama, they would always take time and open up the book and sit down and say, "Now this is the proper course." Now you all hear that, but you don't do that. You don't see the damn hypocrisy? They would always do that and show us the proper protocol of Yah in the right way, what is appropriate and what is right. It's almost like the grandmother teaching us and our forefathers teaching us how to eat right, and we go and establish our own little menus. That's why the world knows we like things that are sugary and syrupy. I said to Brother Allen the other day, I said, it's a shame, because I think, I'm always thinking. I'm a thinking man. I think all the time, believe me. I said, I just thought of the day I was in my private little office, sweating profusively. And I said, it's a shame, because every type of meat,
They put some of the most disturbing chemicals in it. Everything. That's the truth. Everything. The chemicals, you can't even pronounce them. And if you can't pronounce it, then what is it? What is it?
It's one thing that, yeah, he has given us a common man salvation. He has made it plain. He has made it so simple that we can understand me and who me is. He has made it that way, Israel. And because we have filled our physical state with things of this nature, and the reason why, because we have rejected the pure things of Yah, so they put sugar in everything. They put sugar in everything. I don't care what it is, they put sugar. And it's a representation of scripture, because we like sweet things to be prophesied to us. Prophesy unto them smooth things. We like smooth things. I like smoother, but I want some sugar in it. It is the truth. We like smooth things. So it is the representation of what we like spiritually. It is represented in our minds. And we see that we prefer those things in the natural sense. Those things that are challenging to us when we are lazy, we're shiftless, we have no energy. We don't want things that are challenging that cause us to press beyond the limitations of our flesh. That's just us. We rather murmur and complain. So he tells us to diligently to set a defense against the dangers of your own life. Guard. Why? Because the issues of life comes from it. And Jeremiah says that the heart is deceitful above all things and is desperately wicked. We always think that it is someone else's love because of their action and reaction toward us. It is you, my friend. It is you. Hallelujah. And we're going to have to get this right. It is going to begin in your mind, in your spirit. Not tomorrow, now. Not tomorrow, not next week, not a resolution. He has shown you the resolution. He's resolving it now. And when you began to work on that, began to guard your heart from you, because you are the one that corrupts it. You are the one that defiles the Torah. The Torah says, Jean Roberts, you obey your husband in all things. He says, now David, you're going to tell her to go out there and to run a nail through her hand, then you're not even a dog. And so when she resists that, it's because of her own heart. And when I resist what Yah commands me to her, it's because of my own heart. I've not guarded my heart with the word of Yah. The word of Yah is a strong defense for us. It is the tower of refuge. It is where we find our defense. That's why we defend the word of Yah. That's why we defend it. We defend it with all diligence. We die for it. I will impel this old flesh. Destroy it with its affections, its lusts, its desires. And we must begin to work on that thing. No, it is the thing that is in you, Israel. That's why we are not enjoying the Rapha, the wholeness of Yah, the health of Yah, his Mapeh. Our minds are not sound. Our ways are not sound. Our attitudes are not sound. Our actions are not sound. They're not sound at all. Hallelujah. It is not a healthy conscience or mind, because it has been directed by everything but the Torah of Almighty Yah. And we must be directed. So we must allow the wisdom of Yah. And that wisdom comes by experience. And that experience is that we guard, we battle against the enemy of our mind to try to destroy the word of Yah. So we defend that. Now, we don't defend our flesh. We defend what the word of Yah says unto Israel. When the mind is not disciplined by the Torah of Yah, then every kind of vile thought, every kind of wicked concept penetrate, the hatred, the vile attitudes, that is what permeates our mind. And when that happens, there's no healing for us. It says in Sirach 21, verse 3. I know it used the word lawlessness, but it ought to express Torahlessness. For the mind, Sirach 21:3, it says, all lawlessness, torolessness, is like a two-edged sword. Now that's what it's like. Listen, Israel. And there is no mape, no healing for its wounds. When we are lawless, there's no healing for your wounds. And when we despise and reject what Torah says, then the wounds are the wounds that we have. There is no healing balm at all. None whatsoever. So all Torah-lessness, and that is what the wisdom of Solomon speaks to us. A man that understood the Torah and his wounds were severe. There was no healing. His wounds, so he cried out in this experience with Yah. Hide that word. Guard your heart. Guard it from the ills of your mind, from the sickness. Because we have turned our minds away from the Torah. And Solomon turned his heart away from the Torah of Yah. He took wives that were strange unto Israel. He built high towers and places for their gods. And he worshiped. And that's what we have done. We have built the towers for our gods. Our corrupt flesh, the wickedness, the greed, the selfishness, the anger of it, the unwillingness. That's what we have done. We esteem that higher. We have a greater platform for that than the word of Yah. Hallelujah. I don't do like everyone else. No, you do like you do. Hallelujah. Yah calls his people to be like him. We are ichad in the ruach of Yah. Hallelujah. That's what Israel is in the body of Yahshua. So all Torah-lessness, when one defies the Torah, it cuts like a sword. It wounds you. The wounds are severe and they're deep. Listen. And Sirach says there's no healing. There's no rafa. There is no mape. There's no soundness. Their bodies will never be sound. And so we have done internal damage. Internal. We've done damage in our love. We've done damage in our minds. And there is an internal damage. It was one of the most renowned actors in Britain. It was in Canada last week. She was taking a class to ski on the beginner slopes. She fell. She got up. And she says, everything is well. I'm fine, really. There's nothing wrong. She fell. She hit her head. It was not a severe thing. She said that I am fine. Everything is all right. 1 hour later, she was having severe headaches. By the time they got her to the hospital in Canada and flew her to New York, she was already brain dead. Already. She's there, a piece of vegetation, and she shall not come up out of that. Because a lawlessness, when you teach ones to defy the Torah of Yah, there are wounds that you began to inflict on the inside. And they're putrefied wounds and they stink. And the oozing of this vile, odorous blood spew out. And it fills you, and your attitude is never properly healed, and your concepts are always dull. You're a dilettante, a simpleton. Your ways are full of folly. Your words are never healing words. I don't care if it's to your wife, your husband, your children. That is not the Rafa of Yah. You have not dealt with the very subject of your own mind. And your words are not healing. They're words that inflict no life but death. They're words not to restore or to bring one into the favor of Yah. That is not of Yah. It is out of the belly of hell, Yisrael. It is not of Yah. So when we find that this Torah-lessness, it is a two-edged sword. Yah said that his word is that way, isn't it? But it's a wonderful thing that he stitches us up. He cuts, but that is the Rafa. It literally means he stitches. He stitches. He take the sutures and stitch up Yisrael. It is not the guts of an unclean thing. No, it isn't. It's the sutures of his mercies and his kindness, his healing hands. His Hamashiach. That's what it is, Yisrael. Hallelujah. So all Torahlessness is like a two-edged sword. And the wounds are, there is no. He did not say in Sharaika that there could be. He said, there's no mape, there's no healing, no health for its wounds. There's a perfect example of that in Nahum. Nahum chapter 3. And this is when Yah speaks of the judgment of Nineveh. We know that that was the capital of ancient Assyria. But he speaks because of their sins and the sins of those in the midst. And there was no healing, and the healing would not be procured unto them. And he says by the mouth of the Nobi in Nahum, chapter 3, verse 4, he says this. He says, because of the multitude of the robe of the much, the multitude of your zonun, your idolatry. And that is what whoredom is. When we esteem anything, Nahum 3, 4, when we exalt anything above the measure of Yah, it is an idolatry. Shaul says there are many gods, but there's only one mighty one. Let every god be damned. The god of our bellies, the god of our lusts. He says, so you have built these pillars unto your idolatrous worship, unto your zanun, your idolatry, of the well-favored harlots. We love all of the aspects and all of the rituals of the world. That's why Yah commanded us by the instructions of Solomon, don't go in the way of the wicked man. Don't follow the man that is evil. Don't do the things that they do. But that is the well-favored harlotry spirit that we love. We allow the wicked to show us how to interact, to treat each other, how to deal with each other. Come on, Israel. Even how to instruct your homes. Yah given us the most perfect book to instruct our home, raise our children, to love our husbands, our wives, to honor one another. And we look to some other source. That is one of the most damnable, twisted ignorance upon the face of the earth. When all we need is in this one simple mandate. He says the mistress of witchcraft. Witchcraft? What is rebelliousness? It is as the sin. Stubbornness is as the sin of witchcraft. And so we find ourselves walking in this hesef, this witchcraft spirit, is because we rebel against what the Torah rejects, what the Torah says. We defy it. And this is what Israel is doing. We're walking in a witchcraft spirit. Our iniquitous ways, what is iniquity of honor? It is defying the instructions of the Torah. And we defy the Torah of Almighty Yah. We wonder why our minds are not healed and whole and complete. You got to have a mind that you got to know how to water the tree. You can't overwater it. You can't overfeed it. It will lose its essentials. If you overwater it, then the nutrients will begin to leach out. We have to be fed properly. And our minds must be fed properly. You can't feed in 99.9% of folly and foolishness and 0.1% of truth. You got a twisted conscience. He said that brings and train up all nations through a whoredom. There's no nation like this nation that trains a people through their whoredom. All nations. And we do the same. We are a nation. A nation unto Yah. You are a nation unto Yah. And those that are in your midst, you train them up in the same whoredom that you walk in. You rebel against your husband man, so you train them that way. You teach them to rebel. And those that associate with you, you teach them to rebel. You brought them up through whoredom and the families through her witchcraft. Yah says, behold, I am against you, says Yah of hosts. And he says, I will remove your dress, your skirts upon your face, and I will show the nations your nakedness and the kingdom your shame. Yah says, and I will cast abominable sikuts. I will cast your idols and your detestable wickedness and your things and filth upon you. Now this is what he says. I'm going to cast this filth upon you. And we know when we are filthy, when you are even sick, do you want to be filthy? You want to take a bath. And so we find ourselves in bed. Yah says, I want to tell you, because you have rejected Torah, he casts our filth upon us, our own abominable filthiness. We have the stench of it coming out of our breath, our mouths, our bodies. He said, I will cast it upon you and make you vile, Nabal. I will make you senseless and foolish. You will act foolish. When people get sick, sometimes they are the meanest. Come on, Yisrael. The meanest. Not sometimes, most of the time. It's when Yah brings upon his affliction to chastise us. The only time you're going to find a humble people. He said, you shall, and will set you as a gazing stock. He said, I'm going to set you as a spectacle that people will look at you. Verse 7. And it shall come to pass that all that look upon you shall flee from you and say, Nineveh is laid waste. Who will bemoan her? When shall I seek comforts for her? Her utter destructions. And this is what befalls the people of Israel when we reject the Torah, when our minds are not walking in the delight of the Torah. As Shaul says, I delight in the Torah of Yah from the inward part. Yah says, there is no healing. In verse 19, there is no healing, there is no cure, there is no alleviation. Nahum 3 and verse 19, I skip down. He says, he described their character and their attitude. They're filthy. He's going to cast the abominable filth upon them. And he says in verse 19, he says, there is no healing. There is no mape. There is no rafa. There is no cure of your bruises and your wounds. And your wounds. Did I not read in Sirach that a Torahlessness is like a two-edged sword? And there is no healing for their wound. None at all. For a nation of people will not obey the Torah of Yah, there is no healing. We go outside of the Torah of your daughters and say, brothers, there is no healing for our wounds. None. And that was in Nineveh. The filth. The rejection of Yah, of his Torah. The despising. They're battling against the Torah of Yah. And so when you battle against the Torah of Yah, when you speak against the dignities of Yah, when you speak against those things that you ought not to speak against, there's no healing for your wound. Oh, you may look all right, but that's all right. It's inside. He says no healing for their womb. He said the wound is grievous. It is a grievous wound. And all that hear of the news of you shall clap their hands over you. For upon whom has not your wickedness passed continuously? And when you, Israel, take your Rasha spirit, when you're wicked, and you pass your wickedness on to others, and you speak with this foul, venomous, poisonous attitude of an asp, full of lies and hypocrisy, no life. You pollute the minds of others because you are polluted and they are polluted. Yah said, you will see the abomination visited upon them, and they shall become vile. And when people do that, they become vile. There's a stench and an odor about them. I don't want to be in their presence. I've seen that here. I've seen that among the many that have left. They're vile, their corrupt ways and their witchcraft spirit as they draw upon each other in this witchcraft nature and practice their witchcraft. You can see it in their countenance as they begin to rebel and resist. That's all right by me. I have no problems with it. I'm not a sad man because of issues and things that arise. And you can begin to see the death working in them. No health in their minds. Their minds reject. They began to despise the effectiveness of Torah. And their minds become Torah lustless. They become lawless. And they speak and act and do what they perceive in their own perverted mind. And their wounds are never healed. They become more adamant and more hateful and more disdain in their hearts for the word of Yah. I've watched it. And I watch us carefully and discern what I see that among Israel. That's why Yah said to Yeskel, you warn the righteous and you warn the wicked. You know they're wicked, but you still warn them. Russia, they're criminals. They're turning their minds away from Yah, their hearts, and they began to draw on a polluted fountain. So he said, warn them both, didn't he? When they turn from Yah, that is the truth. When the man that started in the righteous Torah of Yah, when they turned, wickedness is going to consume them. I don't care what you think. I don't care if it's been your sons, your daughters, your cousins, your sisters, your brothers. That's what happens. And so they pull the gift of the, that's my brother, to draw you and to draw you under that damnable false disguise. They're poisonous. Don't even go the way of the wicked. Those that reject Yah, you don't even go their way. You don't even entertain in their way. You don't defend that. You don't try to protect that. We're set to protect Yah. You expose all the wickedness, that which would come against the kingdom work of Yah. And that's the truth. We try to protect the wicked. We know the ones that are wicked, and we try to protect that damnable filth. It is a sure sign of what we protect in our own minds, and our own filthiness, and our own wickedness. We protect that because just like you see a brother or sister sin, you call the elders and tell them she's in sin, he's in sin. You don't do that because you don't want nobody to know your damnable wicked ways and your sinful ways. That's why you can't confess your faults one unto another, and the prayer with one another will cause the Mapeh of Yah to move upon Israel. It must begin in the heart, the mind of Israel. We're trying to make it work some other way, but it's not going to work. We're not going to be healed. We're going to continue to eat the filth and the swine flesh. And we're going to cause our bodies to be an incubator of every kind of disease. And I will get to that as well. I will show us how these diseases come upon Israel. It began in our minds, the Mapeh of Yah, the healing, the wholeness, the Rapha, soundness of Torah. It must begin there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The wickedness passed continuously. Shirach also instructs us. Listen, Shirach 3:28. It says the oni, or the Shirach 3:28, the afflictions, the oni, the misery. You find folks that are miserable, always miserable. He says that the affliction, that the oni of the proud has no healing. When you have those, people don't think they're proud when they're stubborn. It's a pride, for it's one thing that my grandmother, my mother, they were my parents. They didn't raise no effeminate man. It was one thing that they would say, that when you were stiff-necked and stubborn and uncircumcised, when you resist the chastisement, you would stand there all breathing and bold, they would inflict a greater amount of punishment because they knew you were prideful. And so when you find those that are prideful, he says that the afflictions or the misery of the proud has no healing. There's no Rapha. There's no healing to the proud. When those that are prideful and they full of pride and they think that they're head and shoulders above someone, there's no healing to them. When they think they have mastery over one, there's no healing to one like that. Well, that's one cannot receive. The wise one always receive every instruction, because he knows that his health is navel. You find someone wise, it's pure when someone tells him something. To the pure, all things are pure. Those that are defiled and unbelieving, they don't receive nothing. You find those that are prideful. Oh, they may not say they're proud, but you can tell that this arrogant beast, there's no healing. They never receive the healings of Yah. There's no healing in them. He says, for a plant of wickedness have taken root in you. A plant, not the root, but a plant. I tell you, Israel, the summertime is coming. When you find those plants in the garden, which is that one? Those pigweeds? You got that a day is that tall, you got to get it then. Because if you don't, it's that tall 2 days later. And before you realize that you've forgotten it, it's that tall. And the roots get deep. And before you even are conscious of it, it's that tall. And every kind of prickly little stickling spine everywhere. And you try to root it up and you can't root it up. You dig down deep and it's the roots and the tentacles are deep. And that's what that spirit does, that wickedness. It gets deep down. The tentacles spread throughout your mind and pause in every aspect. That's what it does. And when you cut it down, they say, I got you though, baby. You cut me down, but that's all right. There are plenty of seeds there. All right, I'll die, but that's all right. The seeds are going to live. That's all right. Cut me down. And you cut down this wicked attitude, and they rise up in their damnable wickedness, and this putrefying stench of unhealthiness. Then you go back, and you will see hundreds then. Whoa, where did it come from? Just a little water. That's all they need, just a little mildew, just a little misting in the morning, the dew. That's all it needed. It says, shake me when you shake it. That's all right. You still don't get the root. You still don't. And that's what that spirit is. It calls the root of wickedness. Penetrate deep. What is one that is prideful? Well, you know you prideful when we are instructed in the simplicity of Yah and we have a problem. We wrestle with that. You're wickedly and prideful. When you're instructed in the simplicity of Yah, and you can't do that. When the man of Yah, whomever, when they lift your hands and praise Yah, when you can't do that, you know there's something missing out of your spirit. I don't care who you are. There's something twisted up here. Something in your heart is not right. You see, he's trying to send forth his word to heal us tonight. And he's going to begin in our mind because he's going to let you know who you are. He's not missing us, all right? Hallelujah. 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 The healing of Yah did not just begin with Yahshua. I want to read this. Turn quickly to Malachim, 2 Malachim, 2 Kings 25. It's when Yeshua went into the courts of Hezekiah. This miraculous healing. And the power of the healing of Yah did not just start with Yahshua. You got to understand that this man had a memorial unto Yah. It says in 2 Kings 25, he tells Yeshua to turn quickly, turn again. And I want you to tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, this says Yah, the sovereign ruler of David, your avatar. He says, I have heard your tefillah. I have seen your tears. He said, I will rafa, I will heal. You, on the third day, you shall go up into the bayan of Almighty Yah. He says, I'm going to rafa, I'm going to heal you. Why? Because when the prophet of Yah, when the Nobi of Yah spoke to him, he turned his head to the wall. He began to weep. And scripture says that the memorial of Hezekiah came up before Yah. His memorial, his works, his attitude that were based in the Torah delight, in the Torah directives. And he said to the Nobi, don't even get on the house turn. Swoop and go tell him. And on the third day, I'm going to raise him up. It's the metaphor is healing of Yahshua HaMashiach. In the midst of the depth of that tremendous agony, Yah says the third day, I'm going to raise you up because he was the captain of the people of Yah. Yahshua is the captain of our nephesh, isn't he? And Hezekiah was the captain of the people of Yah. Hallelujah. He was the captain. And Yahweh says, I'm going to heal you. But you understand what he did first? He began to pray just like David, as I read in the beginning. He began to pray. We don't begin to pray. We are one of the most corrupt, wicked people. That's why we are fearful of everything. You youngest began to cough and you began to get crazy as hell. You don't know which way to turn. Do what Hezekiah did. Pray. Yeah. Your mamas ought to have enough faith, enough strength to lay your hands on them. You don't even have that. You don't even know how to call the sisters. You don't know how to call one another and say, let's pray. You don't even know how to do that. Yeah. When you are sick, you don't even know how to call someone and say, I'm sick, because pride and that root of wickedness has penetrated in our minds and it causes us to become weak, Israel. Come on, we got to do it Yah's way. He's not going to change anything for you. This is his way, not David's way. This is the way of the Most High. And if you don't do the way of the Most High, we're going to be sickly and weakly. We're going to be dead, trespasses and sin. We're going to walk in the way of sin. We're not going to pray. And we're not going to walk right. And that's what our problem is today. You eat unhealthy things in the natural, you're going to be unhealthy. And we have eaten unhealthy things spiritually. Well, you're not feeding us lies. You have interpreted them in this convoluted, perverted mind. That's the problem. You have taken it and twisted it. Hallelujah. Well, Deacon Benny, you heard what old Deacon Horn said. He wasn't right on it. He was dead right. He's right on the money. Hallelujah. And that's what we do. Well, Pastor Robert said that. I know he said that to me. Well, you Jezebel fool. Y'all speaking to you and you reject that. You're not even a jackass, because a jackass knows the master's crib. He knows where he gets the corn. You don't know where you get being fed at, fool. Not fed out, but fed at. You don't know where you're getting your food. This is the dumb generation. Hallelujah. You know you're getting fed, eat. Feed me until I want no more. Hallelujah. You can't get enough of this. The only way, Israel, listen. We're going to begin to experience the Rapha of Yah. We must return here. It says in Jeremiah 6:16. This says Yah, he tells us to stand in the ways, the derek, and see Ra'ah. He wants us to inspect. So you're standing in the way of wisdom tonight, instruction. He wants you to inspect, all right? That's what he wants you to do now. If I'm wrong, the concepts I'm teaching, if I'm wrong, you're standing in the way, and Yahshua is the way. If you're in the body of Yahshua, then he wants you to see. He wants you to ra'ah, to inspect. He wants you to consider what the man of Yah is saying tonight. And then he wants you, after all is said, the wisdom of Yah, to, and as for the old path, as for the old way, where the tov way and walk, he wants you to yalak, to walk therein, and you shall find rest. You shall find the healing of Yah, the resting place for your nefesh. But they said, we will not walk therein. So as I speak tonight, you inspect what I say. And if you say to Yah, I want to go that way. You don't say to Yah, I will not go therein. I will not walk in that way. He's talking to me, but I will not do that. Come on, Israel. Stop it. Stop it. It brings death to you. That's what it's doing. You don't say to Yah, I will not do that. Well, I'm older than Brother Pat. He's preaching like that. You don't say, I will not do that. Come on. Who do you think you are, sister? You don't say that. I will not go walk therein. That's foolish. Isn't it amazing that we work on jobs and we do everything they tell us? You go to the doctor and he tell you, get up at 2 a.m. in the morning, 4 a.m. and you can't. You do just that. Take this medicine at that time. Yes, you will. Don't sit there with your hypocrisy. What if he tells you, take 10 pills, you take them. Your confidence is in the pill. Sure it is. My confidence is in the word of Yah. He can give you 50 pills, you're going to take them. I'll never forget my mother saying to me one day, you want me to die? She still died. And you're going to die. Hallelujah. She still died. Never forget, she looks at me that day, you want me to die? I looked at the old woman like, oh, woman, can I tell you something? I remember saying that. I said, you're going to die. That is an appointment to all of us. You're still going to die. And the word of Yah gives us the perfect healing balm. And just obey and do what he commands us. He gave us the Rapha. And it begins in our mind. If it doesn't begin there, there's no healing, Israel. None whatsoever. So we must go back to the old way. We must go back to the ways that Yah has commanded us.
We will never experience the higher of Almighty Yah, this powerful continuous of life. And the continuous of life is full of effervescence. It's full of rejoicing. We will never experience that until we touch Yahshua. It says in Matitiya, it says in Matthew 9:21. It says, the woman with the issue of blood, it says, she says, for she says within herself, did not I read that we should guard our lev, guard our heart? She said within herself, but if I could just touch his garment, I shall be made whole, or Rapha, I shall have the higher of Yah. See, if you could only touch Yahshua, well, how do we touch him? By the mind of the Torah. You're not going to touch him any other way. We must touch him with that mind. She says, I know that I will be made Rapha, I will be made whole. But Yahshua turned around, and when he saw her, he said, Dora, be of excellent comfort, of comfort. He says, your imuna, your faith, has made you Rapha, and the woman was made whole from that hour. And what does the next verse says? What it says in the next verse of that, Matthew 9:23. Go ahead, read the next one. I want to hear the next one. And they mocked him. You see, we are dead people, Yisrael, because we will not allow the word of Yah to heal, to bring the Rapha, the wholeness of Yah. I want to close with this from Sirach. Listen to this, Sirach 34:14. He also who fear Yahweh will not be timid. You find punkish men that have no strength, the timid, punkish men. I say that. They're timid, they're fearful, because they don't fear Yah. What a man fears Yah, he's not a timid man. I'm not a timid man. With no one. I'm not timid. He says, nor play the coward. Cowards will do things behind one's back. And their subtleness, sly like a serpent. So when a man fears Yah, he's not that way. For he, Yah, is the man's hope. Blessed is a barak is the nefesh of the man who fear Yah. To whom does he look? And who is his support? Yah is our support. The eyes of Yah are upon those who hover him. And he mightily protects, a mighty and protection of strong support. He is a shield unto them. He is a shield unto them where the hot wind blows, and shade for noonday sun. He is a guard against the stumbling, and a defense against the falling. Listen, Israel. He says, he lifts up the nefesh, the soul, and he gives the understanding of Yahshua. He gives light to the eye and the light, the discernment. He grants Rapha, those that fear him. He grants healing, life, and blessing. We don't fear Yah. We're not going to be granted the Rapha. We're not going to be granted the Hayah. We're not going to be Barak of Yah. He grants that to those that fear him. If one sacrifices from what has been wrongfully obtained, an offering is blemished, the gifts of the lawless are not acceptable. If one does not confess their sins and their wickedness, holding grudges and wicked thoughts and vile ways, he said, I will not receive your gift, your offerings of praises of Torah. Get it right, Israel. Get your heart right. The Most High is not pleased with the offering of the wicked. And he is not propitiated for the sins of the multitude of sacrifices. So if we are criminals whereby the Torah of Yah is not the discipline of our minds, I don't care what you sacrifice. Yah is not pleased with it. I don't care what you give. He is not the propitiation. He is not the succor of your sins. He does not even protect you. And so without the protection of Yah from the sun, from the onslaught of hell, from the trials that afflict us, then our minds are not guarded and protected. When our minds are not guarded, then they're susceptible to every kind of disease. When the diseases come, it's because there's a lawlessness there. There's not the Torah is not one's delight. We're Torah lusts.
Nasa, and we do not rejoice in the power of the Torah of Yah that brings the healing and make us whole. He intends for us to be whole and complete in Yahshua. May the riches of Yah rest upon Israel. May he cause his blessings to shine upon you, all you that have joined us. May he strengthen you. May he cause your lives to be enriched. May the blessings of Yah overtake you. We do barak, and for all things, for this wonderful teaching tonight, I hope it bless you somewhat. I know I get a little bit, not in a hurry, but I get anxious because I want you to understand above all things. Wisdom is the principal thing, but in all you're getting, we need to get the binah. We need to get the understanding of Yah. I want you to understand. So the times that I get, I want to express it in a way that it burns like fire in our minds and becomes real to us. It's amazing that a sales paper becomes so real to us that we're dying to get there. Come on, Yisrael. You holding that thing for weeks and days and look at that little trinket. And when you get that, they have none. You ever done that? Come on here, somebody. Yet the things of Yah, we don't hold on to them that bring greater riches and greater values to our lives. Come on. We should hold on to that. We should hide the word of Yah. We hold on to a sales paper. Even when it's over, we still got it. And bemoan that because we didn't get there in time to get it. I'm speaking to the people of Yah. I'm not speaking to the wicked. Even though there may be those that are wicked listening to us. Yah's not correcting those that have rejected him. He's correcting his people. That he may bring the healing, the rafa unto them. We'll continue on next week. Make the riches of Yah rest upon you. May Yah barak you mightily in Yahshua. Let us stand to our feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In all things we do barak you, Almighty Yah. Grant unto us your wisdom and understanding in all things. Bless you, Israel. Let the words burn deeply, and I love that we rejoice in the fatness and the riches of your imat in Yahshua's wonderful name. And we all cry, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.